What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Now, tonight, I want to talk about this. Now, when you go to the nail shop and you're not really getting your nails done, but you want to go get your feet done, and the woman, they don't tell you if you want that hoof off the back of your feet or that you know, the hard part. You know, y'all hear that? That. Now, I'm getting my feet done. I didn't know I was supposed to ask. I thought you were supposed to offer it to me. That's what's wrong with some nail shops. And I'm telling you, Harlem got the worst. I'm telling you, I wish I could open up a really nice natural nail shop where the utensils was new, the embry boards was new, everything you had to use was new. Matter of fact, you bring your own. You know, we could use your stuff. But anyways, I think there's a law regulation, you something like that. But anyways, I was at the nail shop a couple weeks ago, and I went to go get my feet done. And I know Hispanics work fast. Don't get me wrong. And I know Chinese people work just as fast. But my thing is, you're supposed to take your time with my feet. Regardless, it's $20, it's $20. That's what you're charging. But anyways, when you feel the bottom of somebody's feet, it's been sitting in that water. You supposed to ask the client or the customer, hey, would you like for me to get the callus off the bottom of your foot? If the customer say no, it's no. If they say yes, get the scraping and scrubbing. But I don't understand how they go about doing certain stuff and they just feel like, okay, that's what it is. And I get ready to leave and I'm like, you're not going to do the bottom of my feet. You didn't ask me. Ma'am, you supposed to ask me. You the professional. You the one with the license. You're supposed to ask me. So I'm sitting in there. I say, you know what? I just won't come back here. I will not come back here. But you got to experience certain places. You got to get your no's and your yeses in. You got to understand, okay, this may not be for me. But I usually don't go to the nail shop to get my feet done. I usually go to get my nails done. I usually go to get a wax, go get whatever I need to get done and go on about my business. But I just figured, you know, this one didn't seem busy. I'm going to stop by here. No, I should have gave them a review. You know, I definitely should have gave them a review, let them know where I was coming from and let them know, you know, just because y'all fast don't mean y'all doing a good job. And I'm thinking like, this really for the Koreans. You got to have a good Korean girl to work on your feet because she know exactly what she doing. She know the detailing. She going to make sure it's nice. And I can't say I'm going to trust the Hispanics. You know, Hispanics are known for other things and not saying that nail job is one of them, because we know Koreans. We just like we know black people when it comes to basketball. We know white people when it comes inventing stuff and things like that. Not saying other areas of people can't do it. I'm just saying what other people are known for doing, and you should just stick to that in those shops. Don't go where you know you're not going to get a good job done when it comes to your feet. You know, most Koreans will ask you, you want this done? You want this done? Yes, I want it done. Absolutely. Thank you for asking me. Where's the customer service? That's all I'm saying. I don't have nothing against nobody. I'm just speaking how it is. I got every nationality in my family, so please don't leave no crazy comment because I will come after you. Just saying. But anyways, that's just my thought. I love people. I love places. I love experiencing new things. But when it comes to my feet, these dogs be barking, because when you walk in here in New York, you got to have your feet done. You can't be walking around with all this hoof and this, you know, ash and whatever the hell else you want to call it, fungus and stank on your feet. You don't know when you're going to meet your husband. I'm just saying. So be mindful of that. Get your feet done where you know you're going to get a good job done at. Like I said, I had a bad experience. It just wasn't for me. But anyways, you guys be easy. That's just my podcast when it comes to the nail salon. Peace out.